the students that I teach, they have a huge amount of knowledge, but it's all fragmented. And their issues in putting sentence together in a foreign language or in a paragraph in writing is very fragmented. So by associating the fragment, like you would do in a jigsaw, so the right
chunk, the lexical chunk.
Yes, the lexical chunk of one student that has, and another student may have other things, you end up with a sentence. My job is to put the right students together in order to get that sentence.
And my teacher told me that you have to remember a lexical chunk. In those days, you didn't have lexical chunking. That wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
But she told us, me at the age of 11, 12, she said, sweetie, you have to say the dependent preposition that goes with the verb. I'm using grammar terminology now. She didn't. She said, no, you connaître à quelqu'un. You décide à de faire quelque chose à
quelqu'un.
And she never made us do one word. We had to have those dependent bits.
Yes.
So she was lexical chunking and said, you will never learn French unless you understand. It's, no, 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 sweeties. You décidez à faire quelque chose avec une personne or, and that whole lexical chunk is what we need to know. And that's the same in English, no?
Yes. And that's how they learn today still, because that's how they function in their lives. If you ask a 16-year-old a question in English about knowledge, they will have only one bit of information, but they will go to their phone to find the rest. But then another student might have another bit of information. So it's using all the different bits of information and putting it together.
Are you talking about a network?
Yes. Well, it's my class, the network.
So the network of people together that between them have the knowledge.
Yes. And that I use as well in a sort of strategy for independent learning, which is encouraging students to collaborate outside the classroom in order to have more practice.
And what tools do you use to do that?
The students and their motivation.
But how do they actually, what do you give them? Do you give them a technical tool or a digital? How do you expect them to collaborate?
It's encouragement in the class. It's making them experience success, that it can work if they collaborate their bits of information together. It works together. And then put at their disposal, simple thing like a classroom and their phones.
Okay.
So environment plus a little bit of technique in the class that is practiced.
You're talking about the space and the place of learning.
Yes, the environment.
So your class go home to their individual bedrooms, for example, to study.
They then have a Facebook group where that information is shared. And I don't even take part of that group, which is the magic thing. They do it. They take power of it.
So do they use Facebook video, live streaming? What do they do? Or live chat?
No, it's live chat. Or constant posting.
So we're talking about French as written?
Yes. In Facebook context, yes. In the class, it's more spoken.
Have you ever used VoiceThread?
No. Oh, I haven't for French, and I have used videos for sign language where they put things together, a conversation together, which is a pair at a time filming bits, and then they put a conversation
on
together.
On VoiceThread?
No, on filming with an iPad.
VoiceThread is a particular tool. Maybe you don't know it.
No, I don't know it.
I'm going to teach you that because I think this would be a collaborative tool where they could combine all those fragments of spoken, written. Text, video, multimodal, multimedia, and they can react to each other.
Okay, great.
I'm so ready to do that.
But you know why I'm doing these things? Because someone in my CELTA said to me once, what if you had no resources whatsoever? You are doing a beautiful lesson with lots of bingo cards and flashcards, and that takes you forever. What if you just use the students as a tool, as a resource? And that sticked with me.
Was that me?
Yes, that was you.
That sounds like me. I'm really glad to meet you. How many years ago was that?
2009. Well, I've started September 2008 and I finished in March 2009.
And in those days, we have to be fair, smartphones and connectivity were not
as widespread as they are now.
So the fact that you live down the road from me means that I can actually teach you as much as you can teach me, but I can give you these digital tools that enable you to give homework tasks so that your students can collaborate not just with the written text, they can choose.